Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty, inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. So welcome back to today's episode of Beauty Revival. And today, my episode title is Pajamas, Attitude, and the Death of Professionalism. I always have a lot to say on these topics, and today I'm going to share a few stories from my last, not just the last week, somewhere, but some was a little bit longer ago. So what I want to talk about is something I can't unsee, which is the death of customer service. From the eyelash girl in pajamas lecturing me about time management to the dry cleaner who tried to gaslight me over 3 ruined blankets, it's like we're living in the upside down of professionalism. So anyways, having owned spas and trained people in many capacities, I just feel like the bar used to be so much higher, and maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I just feel like we're unpacking why entitlement, laziness, and lack of pride in work have become the new normal, and how to bring back just excellence and gratitude in the service industry. So anyways, buckle up. I'm going to tell you my traumatic stories, starting out with my eyelash extensions. Okay. So yes, I have eyelash extensions and they are a pain to keep up, but I do love them. And I feel like, especially for on-camera stuff, I just do very natural ones, by the way. I think they're called classic. And yeah, I don't want to look like I'm trying too hard. I feel like it can definitely be a look like when you're younger, but as you get older, I think you could look kind of desperate if you do it too heavy. But again, some people can pull it off. I just like mine to look natural. And I've been going to the same place, my daughter and I both, for the last like year or so, and we really like it. But I had kind of switched over, my girl left, and I'd found a new girl. And again, I am picky, you know, in terms of who I'm around, especially if it's going to be on a regular basis. And what had happened was I was due to get them billed, and you could choose when you get your appointment, when you get them billed, you could choose between 30 minute, 45 minute, or 1 hour fill, and they charge you accordingly. Obviously, it's more for longer time. And normally I do 45 minutes, and honestly, it's like mine lasts between 3 and 4 weeks. And so I'm just not going to commit any more than that to my lashes. And it's always sufficient. I always feel like they look great. And I had had a super busy week and I had something coming up like on a Friday, and maybe it was a video thing. I don't know what, but I had to look good. Like my lashes just needed some help. And the girl that I was going to that I liked wasn't available. And my thought was, I'll just go in for my regular appointment with her the following week and just get in with whoever I could and just do 30 minutes. So they booked me with somebody I haven't used before. And I just wanted her to do whatever she could to make them look better for this appointment the next day or whatever I had going on. And so when I went in there, she came out. And again, these are all kind of triggers for me because having owned my spas, I just know the importance of looking professional. And in the beauty industry, to me, that includes your hair done, your makeup done, and your clothes looking professional. And I know it's changed a lot. lot over the years. People have gotten a lot more casual, but I can still say how I feel about it. Hence my own episode of Beauty Revival, which I'm talking about right now. Anyway, so she comes out in, to me, what looks like pajamas, obviously some kind of like slouchy sweatpants. I mean, she literally looked like she just rolled out of bed. Her hair, like, not styled, didn't look like anything, no makeup on. And she just comes out like, you know, she just walked out of her garage and leads me back into the treatment room. And right out of the gate, I was super clear because I knew, you know, I didn't want her thinking I was trying to skimp by with a 30-minute appointment when I needed more. I said, hey, I know that I'm overdue for my appointment, but I couldn't get in with my girl. So I have something tomorrow. If you could just do whatever you can to fill them in, I'm not going to, I know you're limited with the time frame. Just do the best you can. I won't be picky. And, you know, I'm going to come back in next week. So she just, she did not respect the fact that I said that. And after taping down my lower lashes and being a prisoner of her, she just started lecturing me. And I don't remember exactly what she said, but, you know, just giving me the basics of eyelash extensions and how it works and just complaining like, oh, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And like, you need a lot more time. And, you know, you can't wait this long to get them done and blah, blah. And I mean, I was on my, if my girl would have been available for the 45-minute appointment, I would have been right on schedule. And just to fast forward the 30 minutes with her, she got them looking great in 30 minutes. So all of this was for nothing, her lecturing that went on. And I was just getting increasingly and increasingly more offended because I'm trying to relax and I'm just sitting there like, who does she think she is, like, lecturing me? And so finally I just said, and normally, not always, but, you know, I'm not sitting there leading with the fact that I'm an esthetician, the fact that I've owned spas, none of that. But I finally just said to her, you know, for the record, I'm well aware of eyelash extensions. I said I was one of the first people in the Valley to do them. I said I had commercials all over TV. I said my spa was booked solid with like several girls doing them. I said, and I did all the celebrities in LA. I even would have a lash lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I had a suite there and I would have all the soap opera people come, like Deidre Hall. So I'm really aware of how eyelash extensions work. And she hesitated not a full second. And her response was, well, a lot has changed since then. And I was just like, oh my God, I cannot even believe this girl. I mean, first of all, forgetting that she could have cared less, that maybe she could have learned something or shown some interest, but she could have at the very least had some customer service skills to connect with me and say, oh, even if she's faking it, hello, this is how we, you know, talk to customers. You know, you have to show like you're interested and say, oh, wow, that sounds really cool. Or, you know, tell me about that. But no, she knew it all. And she had to, on top of it, insult me with saying that a lot has changed since then. And I love telling this story to anyone that's in the industry. I had lunch with my aesthetics teacher last week who owned the aesthetics school that I went to. And we're just talking about, you know, this whole concept of how overrun the beauty industry is right now and how different all the girls are that are coming up in it. And not all the girls. I'm going to tell you about one girl in a second. But literally, I was just speechless that she would be that rude and that big of a know-it-all. And yeah, I'm like, a lot has changed. What has changed? I didn't say this, but basically you pick up a lash with a tweezer, you dip it in glue, and then you place it on the lash. And yeah, there's different sizes of the length of the lashes for the different placement of them. But, you know, once you know, you know. So nothing's changed since then. And again, she had to act like I'm just some dinosaur and she knows it all. So anyways, I did end up tipping her. I felt like I shouldn't have, but I let her know I was annoyed. When I left, I was just cold to her. And then I did complain, which, you know, they don't care because she's still there. Anyways, I went back to my girl that I like, who's adorable. Oh my God, is she cute. And she's cute because she loves what she does. And I feel like God put her in my path for a reason, because she reminds me of me a lot. And she's interested in me. She can't wait to read my book. She's absolutely adorable. She just finished aesthetic school and she just takes such pride in what she does. Like if I book a 45-minute appointment, she'll be like, are you okay on time? I just want them to be perfect. And she'll go overtime on it. And you know, she's just adorable. She has huge ambitions and just absolutely feels like she's the luckiest person in the world to be able to do what she does. And, you know, showing me photos of her graduation and her hair and her makeup that she did and her outfit. And just, you know, it's night and day, these two girls. So anyways, yeah, I said to her, you are really, really rare, just so you know, like you're going to go far, because if you do have those skills, you know, it goes a long way. And for whatever reason, they're just not being taught. And even when you complain, it's like, people are not thinking anything of it. So on to the next. This is just a super quick one. I'm not going to waste a lot of time, but the dry cleaners. Okay, I love my dry cleaners and I've never had an issue there. And the last time I dropped off a few of my blankets to get dry cleaned and they were all from Anthropology. One was like this raspberry kind of pink fur one, just the softest fur you've ever felt in your life on my bed. I just love it. And then I have two others that are bright colors that are super chunky cable knit. You know, one is like kind of green and peach and yellow, and the other one is more like hot pink and purpley tones, but they're really, really beautiful and big, oversized, chunky cable knit. And so I picked them both up, all three of them up, and they were in the plastic on hangers. And I didn't take them out for a few days. And when I took the pink one out, I noticed it has like these lines on it, and the fur felt totally different. And all around the edges, the fur was different. And I was like, oh, this is such a bummer. Like this blanket is ruined. I don't know what happened. And I was debating, you know, at the very least, I'm going to address it at some point, you know. But then I noticed the other two, when I took them out of the plastic, I noticed they had shrunk. And I'm not going to exaggerate to half their size, but I would say to, I mean, a third of the size smaller. And they just looked completely different because the knit got super tight and it just, the whole appeal of them was gone. And I was like, oh my God, this is such a bummer. All three of these are ruined. And so I was like, okay, what am I going to do? Well, I'll have to bring them back. My daughter said maybe you can wet them and stretch them out. Like she said, they should have known because she's a designer, like how to treat this type of, you know, yarn or whatever it was. But she said, maybe we can wet them and then pull them apart. And I'm like, well, I'm at least going to take them back and show them first. And so I was going to bring them on Friday. But then I thought, you know what, having owned my spas and like dealt with people that are unhappy, I'm like, I'm just going to wait and not go in at the end of the day when they're busy on a Friday. I'm going to go in like Monday morning, when it won't be as busy and just more be in the headspace, and they would be too. And so I walked in with the three blankets, and the young girl at the counter that I always thought was nice in the past, I said, hey, you know, these blankets were, you know, cleaned and they totally shrunk. I don't know what happened. And she said, well, obviously they were washed instead of dry cleaned wherever you took them. And I said, I did it here. I said, I had them done here. So then she got defensive and starts looking for the labels. And I could tell she was just looking like for me to be wrong. And I said, you know, she was already looking on the label, which had said dry clean only. And since she had already right out of the gate said what had happened, she had to like stand behind that. But then she, and I don't remember all the exact things, and I don't have time to make up like offenses where there aren't any. But I was like, is this girl really going to give me attitude when I'm coming in with the issue? And then when she pointed to the other blanket, she said something. But by this time, this older gentleman came over who obviously was the owner, and he was super nice and professional. And he's like, tell me what's happening. And she said another thing that was like clapping back at me. And I literally in front of him said, Don't talk to me like that, like I did something wrong. And he just brushed over it. And then she just wouldn't look at me again. And, you know, the owner said, and I wasn't demanding my money back. I wasn't demanding anything. I was just saying, you know, this is an issue. I don't know if they can be redone or fixed. I told him what my daughter had said, and he looked it over. He took full blame. He said, you're right. I don't know if this is fixable at all, but maybe we could try doing that. You know, we'll go ahead and put them back through again, and I'll let you know on Monday. And so, you know, the girl puts the whole order in and hands me the ticket and, you know, not looking at me like I'm just some annoying Karen that I dared to complain. And, you know, I said, all three of these blankets are like irreplaceable. I can't get them anymore. So it's a big deal to me. So I do deserve empathy at the very least. And for whatever reason, people aren't taught that. Because their parents didn't teach them. I don't know. But like 101, the first thing they should say is, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That's horrible. Well, we'll fix it. Don't worry one way or another, you know, we'll take care of it. And, but yeah, so that was that. Now I'm like, oh great. Like even if they fix it all. Now I have to go in there regularly and deal with somebody that clearly like was offended by me for pointing out that three of my very special things were pretty much destroyed and it's somehow my fault. So yeah. Anyways, so moving along to my next story, which is, this is a doozy. Okay. And I have to tell it because this is a Christian company and I'm just blown away. So back in July, and I have all different sources. I've talked about this before for all of my products, all different sources for all different things. I have some core things that are made special just for me by my chemists. Certain lipsticks, concealers made special just for me. I have some other private label sources where, you know, the holidays, sometimes I'll pick out, you know, a red lipstick out of, you know, hundreds that they have and choose the packaging. And it's more of a private label thing, which, you know, again, I don't want to commit to, you know, 5,000 pieces of red lipstick when it's not something I typically sell. It's just a seasonal thing. So I wanted to do something like of a body product, and I'd already been talking to a couple different influencers about some like celebrity collaborations that I was going to be doing over the holidays. And I had wanted to do like some lemon body products, and I forget, somebody had told me about this lab, which is like a private label lab that does a lot of body products, and I forget what else they do. When I saw their website, somebody had referred it to me. I was like, wow, they do a ton of stuff. And then they had all these different scents that you can pick to customize it. So my idea was to pick some formulas and try them and, smell some of the scents. Like, for example, I loved lemon, but they had like lemon butter, lemon cake, lemon spritz. I'm making this up, but they had a bunch of different lemon. And so I reached out to them in July and asked for samples of the lemon. And the reason that I know that they're a Christian company is because on their website, they talk about it. And then on the emails with the employees at the bottom, they have a thing where they quote a bunch of scripture. And there's even something like, please reach out if you're in need of prayer. And so anyways, I started going back and forth with them asking for the samples. And I think about in the middle, like in September, towards the end of September, I still had not talked to a person or whatever it was. I had said, reached out and said, is there an easier way to get this order off the ground? And again, back and forth. I had a rep. I was talking to like their incoming department. I don't know. But without going through every boring date and everything that happened, finally, it's like 13 weeks later and I still had not gotten the samples. And mind you, I'm doing 100 other things every day and I'm trying to just lightly stay on top of this in case it was a possibility that I can create something fun for the holidays. And finally, I was told like, sometime in October that the samples were sent. And I think it was like October 7th. And by like October 16th, I still haven't gotten them. So I looked at the tracking and it said that they had been shipped back to them for the wrong address. So I reached out again and said, you know, I understand that mistakes happen with shipping and whatever, but I've been waiting a really long time for these samples. And at some point, I believe this was on October 22nd, I said, here's exactly what I said. I understand mistakes happen with shipping. It was just all the back and forth and time lost, which it's now 13 weeks of communications and still waiting on the samples. So the response I got was the sales rep was all defensive and said, I just read your email to the owner of the company. Oh, because I said that I was disappointed and that I had some big holiday opportunities, but your company is slower than molasses. That's what I said. Super frustrating. So he responded that he read my email to the owner of the company and he sent this very defensive email with how busy they are, that most likely in the future, they won't even be taking new clients. And I responded and said, I understand mistakes happen with shipping. It was just all the back and forth and time lost, which was now 13 weeks. And I was trying to put something together for the holidays. I said, thanks for the samples. And I'll reach out in the future and see if timelines work on both ends. Okay. So then I had this woman respond. I won't say her name because I had also simultaneously reached out to their shipping department to say what address were the samples sent to. And I think I said again, like, this has taken way too long. This is disappointing, you know. And she clapped back and said that she realized she didn't answer me with what address the samples were sent to, and just said that she was aware of another email I had sent, which was the one that was read out loud to the owner. And due to my lack of patience and the fact that I had, even if I had gotten the samples a month ago, they would not have had time to fulfill the order, nor would any manufacturer, she said, and she knows them all. And she said, please enjoy your samples. We wish you the best wherever you go next. With your lack of patience and understanding, it will not be here. So, yeah, I'm like, okay, this is unbelievable. And so then I went back and I was doing the math again, and it was even worse than I thought. You know, I was saying, I thought I had first reached out to them beginning of September, but it was literally back in July. And I have all the receipts to prove it. So I did a review on Yelp and just said, you know, it's crazy that for a company that calls themselves Christians would treat someone that way when all I was trying to do was it customized scents with their ready-made formulas. I'm not doing a custom, you know, order here. I'm customizing their existing formulas with scents. And clearly starting out in July should be doable for a holiday order. So anyways, then the owner, the amount of time they all spent defending themselves with how busy they are and in huge detail that they're the only manufacturer that does this and the only one that does that. And good luck with any, you know, private label, blah, blah. There is no one that'll do it. And we know them all. Like if they had spent the same amount of energy that they put into defending themselves with just being kind and, you know, professional, I could believe that they're truly Christians, but this is more like spiritual warfare. Like, honestly, the owner posted on Yelp, whatever it was, under mine, customer did not, in her review of us, say why we asked her to go somewhere else. We were nearly at capacity and her turnaround time was not possible. After being extremely rude, okay, this is how she chose to express her disappointment. We are sorry it came to this and the customer was given detailed information about everything. So again, I then went back and just edited it and I uploaded all of the emails, which showed exactly what I said, which there was nothing rude whatsoever, saying that I'm disappointed that I lost out on holiday opportunities, which was a fact. And they said normally they need 6 to 8 weeks for turnaround. And by this point, we were 13 weeks in. There was plenty of time that it could have been done. But instead, their investment was in defending themselves and insulting me. So yeah, again, I even ran all this by ChatGPT because you know, just for a second here, and he said that was outrageous the way that they responded. And Chat even went so far to call it a Jezebel spirit. And, you know, I just feel like the first rep guy, even reading my email saying I was disappointed and that the company was slow as molasses, is just stirring up drama and fight. Like he would have to know that they're very dramatic if he's running to the owner and relaying that instead of apologizing and and resolving it. So again, I pride myself on winning over unhappy customers, and with very few exceptions, I do. And so, again, I'm going to say, quote unquote, you know, Christians should show themselves by their fruit. And any company putting Christ in their tagline should be conducting themselves in a professional way. And just the zero accountability, how about sorry? We clearly dropped the ball somewhere. We're over our capacity here, and we apologize for taking up so much of your time. How about we pray right now for you to find another opportunity that lines up for you? Like, yeah, right. Please reach out for prayer. I can't even imagine the vibe that they put out to me and then like how anybody would ever be reaching out to them for prayer, and their prideful spirit would never allow them to give an apology. So again, I kind of learned that lesson. Just because something's a Christian company does not mean that they're going to be ethical with how they do business. Hey, real quick, if you're loving the tips and stories I'm sharing, you've got to check out the beauty products I've created. These aren't just any products. My beauty ammo kit has been used on Hollywood sets and on shows like Dancing with the Stars, and my Paint by Number eyeshadow kit was featured twice on the Today Show, and it was a 5-star customer pick on HSN. I'm offering them as a bundle for just $99 to my Beauty Revival launch listeners, and it is $155 value. If you're looking for lifted skin, brighter eyes, and that youthful glow, my magical trio is your new best friend, featuring the fan favorite Lift and Snap Serum, my Unpack Your Bags Eye Gel, and the Marine Magic Moisturizer. Oh, and don't miss my Supernatural Brow product. It helps them get thicker with castor oil, and it's really easy to use. And if you want the most flattering, shimmery lipstick ever, Capri is it. Inspired by my travels and looks stunning on absolutely everyone. Head to mbyork.com to shop all of my best sellers. I even bundle them in kits to keep it easy. That's mbyork.com. The link is in the show notes. It's time to get glowing. So the funniest wrap-up on the whole sample extravaganza is that I got an email saying that they were going to be shipped on the same day after that woman said that I had to take my business elsewhere. I got the notification that my samples were sent, and that was on Monday, and I got them later in the week. Basically, 14 weeks later, I finally got the samples. And even though I was being gifted them at this point as their generous gift to me, they weren't even right. There was like three were ones that I had asked for, but there was a bunch in there that I clearly did not ask for. Something about smoke, some type of a scent, maybe to cover up smoke. I don't know. There was a few other things I never heard of, never asked for. I had a couple of the lemon ones and then just a bunch of the wrong samples. So 14 weeks later, I was told to take my business elsewhere. They finally sent them out and sent the wrong ones. So that was just a beautiful experience all around. So one last little thing I'll share because it's interesting is somebody sent over to me this I don't want to give them publicity, but this new company that's popped up on Instagram, and it's like, be your own beauty boss, like be your own brand. And it's basically for influencers. And instead of doing, you know, commercials or collabs, like just do your own beauty brand for skincare products. And they're like, we've just launched 700 new companies and we do it all for you. And for just $1, you can sign up. And there's a 1 month, you know, free. And then it goes up to $47 and you never have to see any inventory. And we customize everything for you. And so I was like, okay, I want to see what they're doing. And so I went on, I paid the $1 and I went through the 1 month trial. And after the first 23 emails I got from them, and I counted 23, they had set up a one-on-one phone call with me, and I was going to do the phone call because I wanted to hear how their business model worked. And I did see from the little bit of a sneak peek I was able to that they were going to do a lot of upselling, where we'll build your website, we'll do your marketing, we'll do this, we'll do that. So, but it had the products on there, and there was literally like five products. There was, it seems like beef tallow is a theme. And I'm not saying it's good or it's bad. Personally, somebody wanted me to help him develop a beef tallow line. And just being vegan, it goes against my principles. But there's a beef tallow thing, and there's an eye gel, which the eye gel was out of stock. So right out of the gate, they're having production issues. There was a moisturizer that they called a thick cream. That was the description for the moisturizer. There was a deodorant, and there was like some type of an oil. I don't know if they called it like a beard oil or something, but I'm going to say there was five or six products. And then they had all of these colors that you could pick for your packaging. And I mean, they must have spent millions of dollars like setting all this up. I don't know what it would cost, but I always say, you know, it seems like so many companies spend a fortune on their sales and marketing, but then the ball is dropped when the real delivery comes in. And already I saw the issues, like the eye gel being out of stock, and then well, I'll get to it. My meeting being canceled. So I was looking at all the different packaging, and they're kind of like what is the word? Making it look like Hailey Bieber's line, Rode, R-H-O-D-E. Like it's that same look of the brand. And they're like, sell your brand for $1 billion too, because Hailey Bieber sold hers for $1 billion. And, you know, I'm always talking about all these influencers and people that are just slapping their names on brands with millions of dollars to pour into it. And you really, there's no storyline behind it other than, you know, the Kardashians wearing it or whatever. And so, and again, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's frustrating as a brand owner, like, to watch when you've worked so hard to build things and do everything in a really authentic way. And the different packaging that they had, and there was some cute ones, like you can do purple, you can do, you know, all these different colors, all these different ideas for fonts and what you could call it. And so, but basically, there was no ingredients anywhere on the site. And I was like, wow, why wouldn't they even just give you the ingredients? Because why? These people don't care and they're not asking. And they're saying they're pulling formulas from other brands. I don't know, maybe they're using Hailey Bieber's brand for everything now that she's got a billion. I have no idea. But the scary thing is just that the market got even more convoluted, where now there's 700 more beauty brands out there all selling the exact same thing and calling it different things and different names. And it just reminded me of like that story on 60 Minutes about sunglasses and how there's only like one manufacturer for all sunglass brands and that it all just comes down to like the marketing, you know, that you put into it and your label. So anyways, just beware if you see all these beef tallow things all over online, or just a flood of all these new lines, which honestly, they say 700. I don't know if I believe them. And by the way they treated me, I can't imagine them getting any line off the ground. So they had set up a Zoom appointment and I wanted to hear like what their pitch was and how that was going to be. And let's say it was a Monday at 1:30. I had a lunch with a friend, which was my old boss from when I was back in my early 20s. I'm having to get her permission because I'm telling stories in my book. And we had the best lunch. We were reminiscing. Her name's Lynn from Hair at the Biltmore. Hi, Lynn, if you watch this. She was like my mentor. I was 19 when I started working for her, and she was like 32. And she was so beautiful and such an inspiration. And she owned a spa, or two huge salons in the Biltmore and the Borgata. And we had 5 years of just a blast working together. And she taught me so much, my little segue. So we were just talking up a storm at our lunch, reconnecting. And I had to like cut it off and be like, I have this Zoom. I've got to get home for it 1:30. So, you know, we just cut off our lunch. I went home a different way because I did have another stop I wanted to make right near where I was. But I'm like, no, I can't be late for my Zoom call. So I blew off my appointment, go racing home, get my whole camera Zoom thing ready, and then go to my email. And like right before the time, they sent me an email saying, sorry, due to technical issues, we're having to reschedule your appointment. So I said, that's really disappointing. And I just cut my lunch short and blew off other errands I had to do. And a text message would have been appreciated and saved me all that, because I would have cared less. I could have done it another time. But no, they did not think of the customer. And then her response was, I'm sorry. Well, I'll offer you a 15% discount on our call. And I said, a discount for what? Because I don't even know what they're selling. And she wouldn't answer. And I'm like, okay, I'm not wasting another second on this. So I canceled the subscription and unsubscribed. But no, the emails just kept coming. What can we do to make it up for you? You're really canceling? Can we do another one-on-one? I mean, it's just unbelievable. So yeah, they have these funnels and everything set up where, you know, they're going to close the sale. And that's what they care about. They care about selling. They care about recruiting new people to sell, and they're going to teach new people how to sell. And they're all going to probably make far more money than I am. I'm laughing, but not really, you know, doing everything in what I think is an unethical way, or at least in an inauthentic way. So that being said, I just want to say thanks for sticking with me if you've listened to this much. And it is just part of my like pulling back the curtain on the beauty industry for anyone that does care. And again, for my customers that are so loyal and amazing and great, and just to remind you that I appreciate you and that all the care that I do put into everything that I sell. I'm putting together some new makeup kits and some new, holiday stuff that I'm so excited about. Oh my gosh, I was sampling all this stuff yesterday for a new, just very gold, like rose gold lip gloss with lipstick, blush, a new like bronzing powder with the new brush. It's so cool. I was testing it out yesterday and showing my daughter, and she's like, "That is the best your makeup has looked in I don't know how long." And I'm like, "Okay, we're going to test it out on her too." And I'm going to start bringing it out to all of my holiday events and putting it on my website too, I'm sure. So anyways, to wrap it up, if you've stayed with me through my rant, so maybe this episode ruffled a few feathers, but let's be honest, we all need a little revival when it comes to how we show up for others. So whether you are behind the chair as a hairstylist or at the counter somewhere or on a call, how you treat people matters. And it's not about perfection. It's about pride, kindness, and care. Because beauty is skin deep. Good service goes straight to the soul. So last thing, I always do this, one last thought before my final goodbye line is, I started to say before how I have always had this thing within myself, a challenge to myself that when somebody is upset with me or upset with something that they got or not happy, that my goal is to win them over. And it's always by talking to them personally and showing them that I care and going out of my way to fix it. And trust me, things go wrong. You know, it happens. I had one customer last week, her first order never showed up, and one item did not get in the first order and was sent separately. And then that one got there and it was ripped open and the brow product wasn't in the package. And she could not have been nicer. And I mean, I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, it wasn't my fault. Like, once something ships, you know, but we're responsible as the shipper. I don't know what happened to both of them. And then now I'm out of one of the things that was in her first order. And I've been giving her up to the minute, you know, and I was embarrassed. I'm like, oh, I hate letting people down. But I called her on the phone and I was like, "Jennifer, I'm so sorry. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened." And she could not have been nicer. I said, you know, she lives up in Wickenburg and there's a P.O. box or this or that. I said, "I'm just going to FedEx it to you to make sure that we're not dealing with the post office. If they're ripping in and pulling stuff out of the packages, maybe they stole the first one. So I'll take it myself to FedEx. And I have three of the four things. As soon as the mascara gets in, I'll add that and I will give you the tracking as soon as it goes out." And again, she could not be nicer. And it's because she knows that I care. She knows I get on the phone with her. And I know it's not possible when you have a huge company, but you can train people of what your values are. And like, I don't know if you follow Kevin Zadi, who's a huge Christian that worked for Southwest Airlines for 30 years. He talks about it a lot, what their culture was. I know they were sold recently. I don't know if it's still their culture, but it was like the employees took pride in the company and treated people like it was their own. And they were given stocks and, you know, company shares, and they treated their employees like gold. And, you know, you have to have that vision of excellence if you are going to have people below you in a big way. And I know it's not easy because I've tried and I failed at some of those levels. But for now, you know, the level that I'm at, I'm just going to keep taking pride in showing up and being as authentic as I can, delivering the best quality things that I can at the best price that I can, and, you know, keep trying to evolve and create new things too, which is what I'm doing with my book and my podcast and new products, and keep evolving. So that is my little wrap up. And until next time, keep shining, keep serving, and for the love of professionalism, get dressed for your appointment, meaning don't wear your pajamas. So thank you so much for listening and have a great day. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.